I'm Kenji of the KPPS student staff, and speaking with us today is Rose Festival Princess Brenda Ortegon-Briceño of Park Rose High School. Thank you for coming down to speak with us.
Yeah, for sure.
So why did you want to represent your school on the Rose Festival court?
Well, I think that my school has a lot of stories. There's a lot of, the students have a lot of stories to tell. You know, there's a very diverse population here in Park Rose. And I don't know, I think that because I've been through a lot of things and because of my ethnic background, I think that I represent the strength that these students have. And yeah.
What was the selection process like at your school?
So we had two assemblies. The assembly was divided into two. So the first half of the school came to the first assembly, and the second half of the school came to the second. And then we talked about 1 minute, talked about ourselves for that minute. We introduced ourselves. And then for the other minute, we talked about how we will inspire our community as a Park Rose, as a Rose Festival Princess. And then the students voted, and we also got asked improv questions in the end.
And outside of being a Rose Festival Princess, what are some of the activities you're involved with at your school?
So I'm involved in three different clubs, College Possible, Mecha, and National Honor Society. College Possible is just kind of like it sounds. We're getting ready to go to college, and we're practicing for the ACT. And then Mecha is a cultural club, and we celebrate our Latino culture, and we host this multicultural event, and in that event, we also perform some dances for the school. So we're also getting ready for that. And then National Honor Society, the biggest thing that we do is that we host a snowball dance in the school.
So what are your hobbies? Like, what do you like to do in your spare time?
I like to read and hang out with my family. I love my family, and I love hanging out with them. I like to be out in nature. I love nature. And I like to go volunteer whenever I can.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yep, I have two sisters and one brother.
And what was their reaction to your selection?
My brother couldn't make it, unfortunately, but my two sisters came, and so did my mother. And one of my sisters went all crazy, and then she started jumping up and down, and she was like, "Yay, Brenda, you did it!" And she was screaming really loudly, and my other sister and my mom were also crying, and yeah.
So what are your plans after graduation?
So I don't know what college I want to go to or like what career I want to study, but I know that I do want to do those things. Hopefully I want to go to a college where I can fit in and college that makes me happy. And I also want to choose a career that I enjoy.
So finally, what do you hope to be doing in 10 years from now?
In 10 years, I hope that I've figured my life out. I hope that I'm happy in the career that I've chosen. I hope that I'm also making enough money so that I can be able to help my family. But my biggest goal is that I hope I'm happy with my life.
Thank you for coming and talking with us today.
Yep, no problem.
I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Brenda Ortegon-Briceño from Park Rose High School. I'm Kendri, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.